And now for something completely different. Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend. Not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, it's Friday. It's time for Dr. Dave's devotional Diamonds of the Day, and we have some interesting insights for you. The first step is we're going to talk about what are the directions. This is not a great category for me in Christmas presents, just so you can know. What are the directions? Okay. In life, many of us find it challenging to accept directions from others. This has become a classic joke between spouses driving in their car, trying to decipher not a fold-up map, but what the GPS is actually saying when it instructs you to turn left and the lane is only on the right. The real question is, who has the actual directions to guide us to our destination? Next, we're diving into a preliminary study of the book of Revelation from a different perspective, okay? So we're getting ready to teach on the book of Revelation, and I've forewarned you I'm giving multiple versions. There is controversy in eschatology on almost every chapter and every verse, and while this may not sound like fun, we're going to share a portion of Revelation 11 that has multiple interpretations. Despite that, there's a primary message that becomes more evident if we will simply just read the text and stop trying to insert it in places. And finally, this Friday, we conclude with a significant point. We're going to discuss something that regularly occurs in our lives. That is, things often appear worse than we hope they would. However, the Lord has a message for us. It may look bleak now, but the end result will be more glorious than you can imagine. And we're not just talking about eternity. We're talking about our lives here on earth, too.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk is what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Now remember this, and I'm going to say this very, very clearly. This is not professional radio. This is radio. That's all we're saying. And we're asking you, what do you think? Hey, how's it going for you? What's going on? Sergio called to ask a question, led to me getting to share a little bit. That's what we're open to. And you're thinking, well, why don't you just teach? We do that. Well, then why don't you just do the teaching all the time? Because we allow for prayer, we allow for praise, and we allow for fellowship, and we allow for connection. Because, number one, this ain't your church. And it's a fellowship. And number two, that's how we roll. That's how we roll. So we're asking, what do you think? Now, you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us right now, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. Yeah, I know, it's a telephone, and it works. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the weekend. Hello.
Thank you, David. Happy Friday. Happy heading into the weekend.
We ask the Lord bless you in your car search. Well, we're looking forward to see how that goes.
Thank you.
If you come back with a Hummer, I'd be surprised. Anyhow, that's a joke.
That will not happen.
But when you talk...
Come back with a Lamborghini.
Yeah, coming back with a Lamborghini. Hey, Jacob won. Anyway, so the bottom line is when you talk to him, though, it's just like that feeling. It's kind of like a nice and comfortable, ooh, I like that feeling, okay? That's a good thing. So maybe you've got a prayer request. Who answers prayers? The Lord. So what do? We combine our faith, we petition God, we ask for help, and we bring it before him with a high level of expectation and confidence, but also with a reverent heart of submission. Why? Because we know that the Lord answers things in his timing and in his way without us trying to help him along. I know a lot of us go, well, Lord, if you just do it this way. Not one of us is right. Not ever. I would like to point that out. You're not right ever. Don't worry about it. Ever. Okay? So just let the Lord handle it. That's why he's God and you're not. So we do prayer requests and we can pray. And it's like, I don't care what your background is. Do you love Jesus? We're blood relatives, the blood of Jesus Christ. We have the same Father. Did you know the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, that we have unity that we're supposed to keep in the Holy Spirit? We're supposed to keep it. Let's keep it. That's what we're supposed to do. So let's pray together. Let's praise together. In other words, when there's a praise report, it's awesome. We love hearing praise reports because they bless the person who shared it to reinforce it. They bless people who hear, and they honor God. We do history. We try to do history. We do some jokes. We'll see if we can get those in. We're going to do Bible trivia. But first, we have somebody on the line. And so we always want to take those calls and give people a chance. So whoever it is, let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. This is Curtis. Happy Friday, my brother.
Hello, Curtis. How are you?
Pretty good, sir. Pretty good. I had a quick story. In 2002, I lost my wife of 17 years, and she was basically on life support in Mesquite Community Hospital, okay? And we had an 8-year-old daughter. At this particular time, I really didn't know how to tell my daughter, Nicolette, about what was going on, and I hadn't actually even taken her out there to see her mom. You know, basically she was dying and this and that. So anyway, one day I was out there and we had a prayer group come through and the guy walked in and it was a group of people and he said, could you use some prayer? And I said, well, yeah, absolutely. And he said, anything particular? And I said, yeah, my daughter. I said, I don't know how to approach bringing her out here to see her mom like this because she's only 8 years old, you know? And so we prayed around my wife who was, you know, dying basically. And I thanked him and everything, and then I continued to sit there with her. Well, later that evening, David, a nurse walked in, and she said, hey, I understand your situation, and somebody told me you had an 8-year-old daughter, and I said, yes, ma'am, I do. And she said, well, when I was about 9 years old, my mother was in the same scenario. She was in a bed dying, you know, and she said at that time, she said, she's like, now I'm 30 years old, and my dad took me in there to tell her goodbye and tell her I love her and this and that. And she said, so if you want my opinion, bring your daughter out here and let her see her mom and tell her goodbye and this and that. And so and then she said, well, I got to get back to my rounds. Well, I raced home, I grabbed my daughter and I brought her back, and she did. She said bye to her mom and told her everything she wanted to tell her and this and that. And here's what's crazy, David. I had never seen that nurse before because I was out there 13 days. She lived 6 on life support, 7 after. I'd never seen this nurse before, never saw her again after that. And to this day, brother, I honestly couldn't even tell you what race that girl was. I don't, you know. And I told my little brother, he said, Curtis, that was not a nurse, son. That was an angel. God answered your prayer from your prayer group earlier that day.
Amen, brother. I absolutely, absolutely believe that's correct. I believe you're 100% correct, that was an angel from the Lord. That is powerful, powerful, powerful. And isn't that just incredible? It's like you don't even realize. I mean, they're, you know, people misunderstand angels quite a bit. And, they, you know, but that is such a great testimony. What a blessing. Was that just like, I mean, how powerful was that in your mind and heart?
Well, and to this day, my daughter's 30 now. And she says, Dad, I remember this day telling Mama goodbye and how much I loved her. And I said, yeah, and I'm No, I'm glad you do, baby. And she had a chance to, you know. So.
Yeah. Have you ever told her? You ever told her the story?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've told my daughter the story.
I mean, that is so.
She got goosebumps when I told her.
so powerful. That is just the grace and the mercy of God. I just think that is phenomenal. I mean, that is phenomenal. It's not even, it's just awesome. People don't realize if you study in the Bible, the angels, they're not just sitting there visiting. Like when it talks about Hebrews 13:2, it says entertained angels unaware. That doesn't mean that they're just people that come and visit you. Just look between Genesis and Revelation, how the angels engage with people. They are ministers to the heirs of salvation. That's us. We're the heirs of salvation.
Oh, yeah.
We're the ones that inherit it. They minister to us. It's so good. That's such a great story, brother. That so blessed me.
Well, thank you.
That's a blessing.
I wanted to share that with you, David. After I heard your water issue story a while ago, I went, wow, maybe I can get through to him and tell him my story.
Awesome job. Awesome job, and just a great, great job sharing, and what a blessing, and thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you, my friend. Have a blessed weekend, David. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and Jacob.
All right. Take care, my brother.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I love that. How do you not love that? Don't you see? This
such
is
a cool
thing.
Story.
I mean, it's so... See, the way I tell my story is nice. The way he told his story, that was great. See, sometimes it just doesn't matter if you're a storyteller. Just tell the story the way it is. And listen to how good that, how powerful that is. And people don't realize. I mean, just read throughout the scriptures. I mean, I promise you, when Lot was being escorted out, he didn't realize that these guys were angels when they first came into the city square. I mean, you just don't get it. That doesn't give permission to pray to angels, so let's stop that. That's all weird stuff. Nope, nope, nope. Okay? Angels are ministers to the heirs of salvation. That's us. And it's like, in fact, if you really want to get serious about it, just look at 1 Corinthians 6 and 7. We judge angels. Did you know you're going to judge angels? How do you think that's going to... See, what's going to happen, I think. This is my opinion. There's not facts, not theology. Don't get weird on me. But I suspect when we get there, as I've already seen from the Lord a little bit in my life, when these events are reviewed that we've gone through, we're going to find out, oh, look, that was an angel doing that. Oh, look, that was an angel doing that. We're going to judge angels. Let's look at the scripture. That's when Paul is mad and says, aren't you capable of judging worldly things if you're going to be judging angels? Okay, so. Excellent story by Curtis. All right, so we are still going to do trivia. Let's see if we can squeeze it in. And we are still doing DNA, so don't get all excited on me, okay? All right, here's your first trivia question. Little easy. If you don't get this, I'm going to go home. From which book comes the phrase, my brother's keeper? Is it Genesis? Am I my brother's keeper? Is it Genesis 4:9 or Exodus 4:9? From which book comes the phrase, am I my brother's keeper? Is that from Genesis 4:9 or Exodus 4:9? That's my question to you. If you think you know the answer, what's our number? I got to look. Hold on. Hey, it's been a long week. That's all I'm going to say. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. See, Joy sent me an email earlier today. I get emails. I'm telling you. So the question is pretty straightforward. From which book does it come? Am I my brother's keeper? Is that from Exodus 4:9 or Genesis 4:9? We do have somebody on the phone. Is that for trivia or something else? Is it for
something else?
Okay, great. Send them through, and then we'll have somebody call behind them. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Rito, David. How are you? San Diego.
Oh, San Diego, representing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. How are you today?
I am good. I'm good, David. So I just wanted to share a story, you know, listening to our brother sharing a story about his daughter and how he spoke with her about her mom's situation. You know, we all tend to face some of those situations ourselves at different levels. You know, I don't mean to compare this story, but you know, it's got to do with getting God's guidance on it.
Yeah.
And God involved.
Awesome. No, share it. It's all to the glory of God. So I mean, nobody doesn't
Amen.
Go anywhere
that
else but to the Lord.
Want.
Amen. So share away.
So about a month ago or two, I had an issue of my daughter's documents being expired, and that is a program for the border for the customs here
okay.
in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, for some reason, the passport that I needed to renew that was held up at some point in the mail process, right? And I was getting stressed. Obviously, my family knew that I was getting stressed on that, and I showed it in a bad way, just like we all do sometimes.
Yep.
And there was a time when God spoke to me, and he said, you know what, why don't you just get them together and pray about it? So I went on, and I remembered this vividly because I sat my family down in the living room, and we started praying, right? And then God told me, just pray that the person that has that passport at this moment, you know, if you're for me to touch their heart so they understand what the situation is. Long story short, I called the mail services. This wonderful person named Tammy picked up, and she goes, yeah, well, we have it here. And I know that the Lord touched her heart because she was like, you know what? Let me do this. Let me just go ahead and resend it to you, and I'll put the correct address.
Wow.
Because it seems that somebody made a mistake.
Wow. Wow.
And it came in 5 days before the expiration of my daughter's document. And there you go. That process was done.
That's just so cool. I mean, were you just not like, okay, all right. Like, this is the time where something like that happens and you go, I'm in touch with the supernatural. I mean, you're just like
exactly,
wow.
Exactly,
that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Don't you love it when the Lord does something in your life like that? It's just so personalized, yet so miraculous. You're just in awe. You're just like, wow. How did that happen? Wow. Powerful.
Yes.
What a blessing.
And I wanted to add this to it. You know, the fact that I try really hard to make sure my daughters, who are 13 and 8 years old, they understand that God is a living God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
For them and for me to bring them in into the prayer and, you know, just explain the fact that we're reaching out to who we believe in. And for them to have that testimony, it just goes beyond what we think.
Yes, and that'll be a testimony that stays with them. And then also, this is a really good point, and then that reminder, hey, never forget this happened for you by the grace of God. And just
Amen.
Reminding them, keeping it at their forefront so they keep him at the forefront of their hearts and minds. That's just
Amen.
Excellent, 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 excellent job. Really, really great. Terrific testimony.
Okay, brother. So I just wanted to share that, and I want to thank you guys for the show. You guys are really cool, fun, and obviously all we do, you know, everybody that reaches out to you is just for the glory of God, and
yep.
that's it.
Yep, that's it. It's all for the glory of God, period. Exactly right. Excellent job, brother. Excellent share. You call in anytime, okay?
All right. Have a good one.
All
Enjoy
right.
the weekend.
Take care. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Phenomenal. So Peter, just seeing you're like, well, you're not getting to teach. I don't care. I'd like to do this all day. This would be a dream. That would be a dream. Be just like your testimony after testimony after testimony. Okay. All right. Let me do a trivia question. We're probably going to skip the break because I don't see that happening there anyway. So let me redo the trivia question. Plus, we're still doing DNA because if you think we're not doing DNA, you've lost your mind. We're doing it. So here's the trivia question. From which book comes the phrase, am I my brother's keeper? Is that Exodus 4:9 or Genesis 4:9? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's the number to call. The other thing you can do, you can text 214-210-8483. The other thing you can do, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. See, there's three different ways. Now, you can send a paper airplane. We've brought this up before. You can send a paper airplane. It won't get through the office. And going outside and going, hey, David, probably will not work. I'm in the middle of a building. What do you
Maybe mean? If you do it really loud.
But I will tell you that as loud as I screamed, probably not. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. All right, we do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Is that right? Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. This is Fred. How are you today, sir?
I'm awesome. Fred, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I can't complain.
You know, it's so funny that you called because every once in a while, the Lord just puts you on my heart and I pray for you. And then within 24 hours, you call. I'm always going, that is so weird. It is just bizarro land, well, but I'll just leave it.
I believe the Lord puts you on my heart just this week because I've had one of the hardest trials I've ever had before in my life. But I'm just reminded in God's word that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And I pray the Lord blesses you and opens up fertile ground for you to have opportunities that you didn't think it would exist.
Well,
I pray
God
that.
Bless you. Thank you for that.
In Jesus' name, I pray that. All right, you ready for the triv?
I think I am.
All right, let me set it up for you, and then you give me the answer. From which book comes the phrase, am I my brother's keeper? Is that Exodus 4:9 or Genesis 4:9?
You know, after messing up, I don't understand why he had the nerve to sass God as if God didn't know what he was doing to us, as if God didn't know what he had done. But it's Genesis.
That is correct, am I now?
He actually sassed God and said, am I my brother's people?
Yeah.
That takes some nerve.
I mean, just think about this. Just think about, and I want everybody to think about it because Fred brings up a great point. The audacity to respond to God that way by going, what am I, my brother's keeper? What am I? What am I doing here? And it's just like, what? Why are you serious? You're walking because of God, and that's who you say because you're walking. It's like, you better be careful there. And it's just so.
You better be very careful. But it's amazing. The hearts of men are so out there, you know.
Yeah. No,
if you think you've got a good heart, you better double check your Bible because the Bible says the heart is desperately wicked. And deceitful above all things. Yes. Your heart is not good.
His heart was not in the right place. That was like,
no, it wasn't.
That was like, I'm innocent. Yeah, right. This is like family. This is like a family pass down. Nah, she did it. Nah, the snake did it. Nah, okay. What, am I in charge here? It's unbelievable.
Exactly. But you know what? God give grace, and we just
that's
humble
right.
ourselves.
That's right.
Even he would definitely give us grace.
Even in that situation, I just thought about this the other day. That God said to him, you know, if you handle this better, it will go better. But if you don't, sin's going to overcome you. Even then, God gave him a moment of grace. He still didn't take it. It's just
yes,
like
he did.
It's just
yes,
like, oh, you're blowing it, brother. You're blowing it.
The grace of God is awesome, and I tell you what, the Bible says in Lamentations 3:22, and I'm through, that it is of the mercies of God that we are not consumed.
Amen. Amen. And it is that. And that's why, I mean, to me, it's like nobody's entitled to anything anywhere. It's just my
nobody,
attitude.
Nobody.
Nobody's
we
entitled
are,
to anything
we
anywhere,
are
ever.
By the mercies of God.
Exactly right. You got it. You're right on target. Excellent job. An excellent phone call. Very, very good, brother.
Well, God bless you, David. You have a wonderful, awesome weekend. And I'm just praying God will continue to anoint you and use you for his glory.
Thank you, brother. I need that, and I need that prayer. So you keep praying for me.
All right. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Wow. Multiple calls. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We already got that done. We're going to do, and yes, I'm going to teach. So we're going to do our DNA, and then I'm going to do a teaching. Just hang on. Who knows? We don't know. Here, first, DNA. Why is DNA important? Oh, it's just your lifeline. That's all. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Because if you don't spend time with the Lord daily, and you spend a lot of time with your television or at work or with other people or other things like that, and you don't spend time with God, you're not getting what you need to live. How about that? Can you imagine? Just for a second, just think about this. How about if you had a day with no oxygen? Okay, so then you would be dead, right? Right. So spiritually, if you don't spend time with God, you're going to have a day with no spiritual oxygen. Yeah, then you'll be dead. Get it? I mean, it's just kind of a correlation. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D. N. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. For those that do not know, there is some legislation taking place that will get shot down, but they have attempted it. It's an anti-Semitic approach, but it is also saying that if, and I support people that protect Israel, so we won't go into that too deeply, but it is strangely enough something that is forbidding certain scriptures in the New Testament. We'll find out if that's a real thing or a fake thing. But I've been telling you for, 12 years. I've been telling you, they're trying to outlaw the Word of God. They're trying to outlaw the Word of God. They're trying to outlaw the Word of God. That is part of this process. So, look, never be ashamed of the Word of God. And if people don't like it, this is the best spiritual, theological answer you can ever give them. Tough. Okay, that's it. All right. So never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. That's N. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
So in that, having that attitude, and I want to always curb it because, you know, sometimes Christians can be obnoxious. Let's be honest. We're supposed to draw closer to the Lord, spend time with him, never be ashamed of his word, but be ready to serve, not ready to slice people into pieces. Okay, that's just, the Bible is not designed for you to load it up with your Bible with Bible bullets so you can just shoot. That's not the goal. It's sharing the truth in love, not sharing the truth so you can win, so you can be right. That's not the right spirit, right? What do we tell? We've taught, and I actually thought about this in prayer today. We've taught that story before about the pastor. So there was a pastor who preached about sinners, and then he preached his church, and then people were really moved. And it's like, what's the difference between this pastor and the other pastors who've preached on sinners? And the person responds by saying, this pastor cries when he talks about the fate of sinners. The other pastors laughed. And it's just like, get that? Like, it's sad. Because they're gonna blow it. That's what we should be remembering. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. I still have 3 full minutes and I'm gonna do this teaching. Luke 10:25-26. One day an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? Jesus replied, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Listen to me. You can ask the government, you can ask the media, you can ask your boss, you can ask your mailman, you can ask the plumber, you can ask Hollywood people, you can ask academics, you can ask sports figures, you can ask politicians, you can ask magazines, you can ask the internet will tell you everything because it knows everything. You ask, like I said, radio, you can ask the wise, you can ask the scientists, ask the professors, ask the gurus, ask the dog. You can ask wherever you want. The answer is always going to be they don't have a clue. But what does God have to say about it? That's the only place you go. What is written? What is declared in God's truth? For you and for me, what has been declared in God's truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through me. A famous commentator said, well, that's not what he meant. That commentator is not too bright, right? Not the sharpest bulb in the lamp shop. You get it? Here's the reality. It is through Jesus Christ. Everything in the Old Testament pointing towards the cross, everything in the New Testament pointing back to the cross, the center of time, as far as God's concerned, is at the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Where do you go for God's answer to his truth, to his law, to his word? You get that? I mean, that's just so powerful. And all the world's, well, you can't live forever, but if you eat hay for 120 years, you might be able to, or for 100 years, you might be able to live to be 101. Okay, well, I'd rather eat donuts and live to 99 than eat hay and live to 100. So that's not so bright. Here's what's bright. The answer is with the Lord. You don't go to we trust the science. No, you don't. You don't even, you can't even distinguish between a man and a woman in science. You don't trust anything in science. You only trust your particular agenda. Remember, numbers don't lie. It's people that use numbers that lie. So what does that mean? That means that we turn to the Lord. People don't have the answer to eternal life because only God grants eternal life. And it's like, okay, then we go to him for the answer. Get it? All right. Take a short break, then come back. First break of this show on this part of it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. For a break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Knock, knock. This is Dave. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I have a praise report.
All right. Fire away. What a great way to start my comeback. Come on. Tell me what's going on.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll explain. I was in stage 4 kidney disease, and I thought I was going to have to go on dialysis because of my uncontrolled diabetes. And I got my test back yesterday, and the nephrologist told me that my kidneys are good. They're normal.
What? How did... What?
Yes.
What? You were in...
Yes.
Wait. Back up. You were at state... What? Wait, go through that again.
Stage 4 kidney disease.
And then you were... And I know you got prayer from other places because you need to get prayers as many places you did. But I know we did pray for you too. And it's like, we're a part of that. And you're rejoicing in the Lord. That is so cool, Deborah. I am so blessed.
Oh, me too. And I want to thank everybody for their prayers, and I'm always praying for everybody too.
That is so, so good. I'm telling you that there is joy in my heart because the Lord has touched you. I am just blessed beyond measure. That is so awesome.
I know. I thought I was going to have to go on dialysis, and
wow.
Now I don't have to.
Praise the Lord God Almighty. Let me just give thanks while you're with me on the phone, just real quickly, if you don't mind. Let me just say a prayer for thanksgiving. Father, we just thank you for our sister. We thank you for this praise report. We just ask you to fill her heart with joy. Continue to let her share and testify like she just did, and let it be a blessing to other people like it's just been a blessing to me. We thank you for it. We know you did it. We praise you for it. We just acknowledge you for it, and we're just so thankful for our sister and pray continued blessings in her life. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you, David.
Oh, amen. I'm so happy for you.
God bless you all.
God bless you as well. How fantastic. I mean, there's nothing I can say now. What am I supposed to say? Good job, Deborah. Good job.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is so, so great.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All others.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where I've not yet sent you to the website. We are behind on 900 things, and it just doesn't matter. You wonder why it doesn't matter? Because we just want what the Lord wants. Don't you just want what the Lord wants? Don't you? I'd rather have that. All right, let's do this, though. We are going to do our next trivia question. Let's see if you guys can get this one a little more challenging. Okay, I'm acknowledging that to you, so you know that ahead of time. Okay, there's your... Okay. From which book... Okay, maybe not that much more challenging. From which book comes the phrase, pride goes before the fall, or pride goes before a fall? Okay. And actually what people will say is, well, pride goes before destruction. Wrong. Okay. It's pride goes before a haughty spirit before destruction. So it's, they get that haughty spirit. It's mixed up. Doesn't matter. It's which book is that from? Is that from Proverbs or is that from Job? Proverbs or Job? That's the question. I want to make sure everybody stays on top of it. If you think you know the answer, by the way, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. 800-387-8483. And so, wait, let me rephrase this. I'm going to rephrase this, okay? I'm going to change this. And you can, by the way, send an email. The scripture actually is this, and I want to make sure we get this. It does not say pride goes before a fall. That's my fault, okay? That was wrong, okay? And I should have caught that because I was reading it off of the book. And see, sometimes the books are really good, but sometimes they're wrong. It's pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So what that means is pride does not go before the fall. Pride goes before destruction. My bad. I said it wrong. I should have known better. It's one of the things that I talk about a lot. And a haughty spirit before a fall. So when the world says pride goes before a fall, that's incorrect. So this book is incorrect. Hold on. Let me write. You guys got this wrong. Isn't that nice of me? It's pride goes before destruction. What book is that in? Okay, there you go. I think you guys should know that. All right, before we have somebody answer, I need to send you to the site because, you know, on the site there's cool stuff. And you know what? Check out the website. I'm not going to say anything else about it. There's cool stuff on the website. By the way, the book is on the website. And if you can't afford it, we'll buy it for you. The Faith That Pleases God. Please pick up that book if you want to encourage your faith. That's what it's designed for. Check out the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Yeah, I love that. It's so good. You can do that once a show. I'd still think that was great. All right, somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Fayette.
Hello. How are you?
Well, I'm doing more better.
More better. I like it. All right, let me set you up on the trivia question. Now, I did make a mistake because I just read it from the book, which is my fault. I shouldn't have done it. The passage is says this, so I want to make sure we get it, and then you'll tell me what book it is. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. What book is that in?
That would be Proverbs.
That is correct, Amanda! You are right as rain. That is excellent job, and that is really, really important to know. And we should all know that, you know, before the Lord, there's not a lot of room. It's like, yeah. I mean, we can.
Can I give you a prayer request?
You may, and we'll pray for it right away.
Okay.
Fire away.
Now, I've been very faithful for years with my tithes and offerings, but I have a 20-year-old car, and it's not the best car, and it doesn't have air conditioning, and I live in Texas, so that tells you all you need to know.
That is it. That's everything I need to know right there.
And I know that the Lord loves me just as much as he loves anyone else.
Of course.
And I would like him to bless me with another vehicle.
All right. Let's pray for it.
And I've been praying for a long time. And it'll have to be a miracle. Because that's all I can afford. It's a miracle.
That's all right. All right, now let me make sure so make sure I have your spelling on your name correctly. Is it Fayette?
Is that yes, right? Sir. Okay. Sure is. That would be me.
Okay, so I just want to make sure. So make sure I get that. So writing your name down. So I want to pray for you. I'm going to pray the Lord will bring a miracle. Now, here's the thing, okay? It only takes a moment for a miracle. So let's believe that the Lord will do that. And bless you, okay? Let's pray.
All right.
Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. I lift up my sister Fayette to you, and I'm asking you, Lord, she's my sister. She's your daughter. She's everybody who's listening. This is their sister. And we are asking for our family, for our kin. We are asking in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, you would do a miracle for Fayette. You would do a miracle that would just bless her. She needs a vehicle. It needs to have air. It needs to have something that works. She's in Texas. It's not easy. It's not easy to get around. It's not easy to deal with a 20-year-old car. I mean, it's something even Jacob knows. We're asking you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would release from the windows of heaven a blessing upon Fayette, that she just would be amazed and would be able to testify that the grace of God, the miracle power of God, has brought this for her, and that she would have, Lord, exactly what she needs. And you would answer her, fulfilling that need and bringing comfort to your daughter. We all agree with that in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Brother David, and I will call you back with the results.
Amen, and I want to hear from you. And if you need anything else, you don't hesitate to reach out to us and let us know. You hear me? So we can pray for you.
I will do.
All right, you got it. All right.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. What a show, right? Wonderful people all over. This is just great. Don't you love the fellowship? That's what I love about it. I'm just telling you. Like, what do you love about it? That's what I love about it. All right. So in order to ruin the great spirit that we got going on, I'm going to do this teaching. it's a little funny. All right. So I'm going to teach something that nobody is going to sit there and write to me about. Okay. But I have to lay the groundwork. I know you think I'm crazy, but listen, I have to lay the groundwork, because when we get into the book of Revelation, there are going to be a few people that just do not like how I'm going to approach it. And I understand that. And I want you to know I understand it, and I love you. Okay. I'm a manifold millennialist. Well, what is that, Dave? That means that premillennialism, amillennialism, and postmillennialism all have great points in them. And instead of trying to pick each other apart, the smartest thing you can do, especially when you have these wonderful, wonderful things in front of you, is to eat the best of the best. That's my attitude. That's what a manifold millennialist does. So I'm going to read this to you. I'm going to teach this to you. It's going to be short, simple, straightforward. Listen to what I have to say. Revelation 11:11. Stop trying to put it in your grid for a minute. Just stop. Just take a deep breath, okay? Listen to me, because I want you to catch the text, not how you think it's all going to flow. Listen. But after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet. So great fear fell on all those who saw them. This text has multiple interpretations from different groups. Cool. Some people think it's two people. It's Moses and Elijah. Other people think it's Elijah and Enoch, because they didn't die and everybody has to die. Other people think it's two groups, one representing the Old Testament and the New Testament. Other people think it's symbolic for the church as a whole, both Gentile and Jew. There are other notions, and I appreciate them. I think that they're all worthy of discussion and review. But I'm not focusing on that.
This is where people are going to hate it.
I'm focusing on this. By the breath of God, they stood on their feet. See, that's what I want. So they were down for 3.5 days, right? And then the breath of God came upon them, and what happened? Boom! Up again they go. Here's why this is important. Because it's the breath of God that gave Adam life, isn't it? And 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is God-breathed. The breath of God, and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, which is why there are times you and I read the Word of God and the breath of God comes right off that page and, you know, boinks us right in the head, and we're like, whoa! And your spiritual life revives. You're like alive. And Job 33:4, the Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life. So we know the scriptures were written by the Holy Spirit using the Father using the Holy Spirit in concert and partnership with man to write the scriptures, right? No problem there. Nobody's got a problem with that. And the scripture is God-breathed. And we know that Jesus Christ is born of woman and of the Holy Spirit, right? Nobody's got a problem with that. That's how Jesus is the mediator between God and men, because he is both God and man. That's how that works. Okay, got it. And the Holy Spirit inside of us, it breathes into us. So it's the Word of God and the Spirit of God that breathes into us. And what happens when that breath happens? Well, you get this Revelation 11:11, and I don't care which slant you want to put on it. After 3.5 days, the breath of God entered them, and they stood on their feet. They became up. They became alive. That's the key. How's that going to break down in the future? I don't know. I hope all those happen. Whatever it is, Moses and Elijah and Enoch, the Old Testament, New Testament, symbolic of church. Great, great, great. Here's what I want. I want the breath of God so I can stand on my feet and be alive. That's what I want. That's your first foretaste of Revelation. You better get ready. It gets a lot more intense from there. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment. Because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table. And somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
If Jesus.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We do have a dear sister on the line. Let's send her on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Is this our Joy?
Yes. Hi, Dr. David.
How are you?
To chime in on all the praises.
Yep, awesome stuff.
And first of all, I wanted to say I'm enjoying your Facebook so much. And do you know that you know, you've told many of the stories that are in the book, but you elaborate on some of them so they're even more delicious than ever.
Very kind of you.
So I'm getting to the end, but I'm just drinking it all in. So I'm so grateful that not only is it in paperback, it's on Kindle and it's Audible. So I bought the paperback, but I'm listening on Audible because I multitask. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad it's blessing you. I always tell people if it's not going to be a blessing, then use it for kindling. Okay, that's all.
it's going to be a wonderful gift for friends, too. So just quickly, because I know the show is wrapping up, and I have a feeling this is going to be an encore show because it's just so filled with incredible testimonies and praise. But a few weeks ago, I had called in and asked for prayer regarding a legal meeting, and I happened to be going to for a doctor appointment that day, and you threw in a prayer for that as well. And one thing about that doctor appointment is I was having my liver rechecked. My sister and I live in a home with mold, and it has affected our health, and so it appeared to have affected my liver. But I didn't hear back from the doctor's office. And I was wondering, you know, they usually call back. So I checked my patient portal, and all the lab work was fantastic.
Praise the Lord. So it all worked out. It was all great. Awesome. That's so good. That's a great,
so cool.
Great. That's so great.
Jesus, my healer. So he just receives the natural with supernatural healing. And then the other thing is the legal meeting did go well, and I was struggling with one thing. It has become beyond my ability to pay, and I was just struggling with, you know, is it right for me to even continue this process? It's now been a little over a year. You know, if I can't even pay for it. But the other day, a dear family member wrote me a very generous check. And so I'm not paying everything yet, but that helped so much. And they did it with such love and compassion. And I just, I feel like the Lord is my advocate. And I do have mediation on the 14th of this month, so I'm just praying for fairness and that the Lord's will be done in such a powerful way to bring glory to his name. So would you all agree with me on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And first of all, that's another testimony, though. I mean, like, yeah, you're sitting there going, well, should I do this? Should I do this? And then the Lord's like, yes. It's like, yes.
Right.
So, sometimes I feel like the Lord's like, yes. The answer is yes.
Yes, it is. And there's this verse in Proverbs. It says in Proverbs 25:8, don't take a matter to court hastily. Otherwise, what will you do afterward if your opponent humiliates you? Mm-hmm. But this dear couple at church prayed for me, and they prayed that the Lord would restore to me the years the locusts have eaten and that the cankerworm has chewed into. And that verse so ministered to me because it's true. It's not like I was doing this out of spite or malice. I was just doing it to protect, you know, myself and do, you know, the honorable thing. So that was a comfort too, Dr. David.
Yeah, that's very important. And the restoration of what the locusts do. So there's a part of that. Is that the passage, were they quoting in Joel chapter 2? Was that the portion they were using? Or because there's another
portion. Yes, I believe it's from Joel. So yeah, I should look up and see.
Yeah,
what
it's either.
Is
well,
exactly.
it's one of those
verse.
Chapters.
Yes.
Well, let's pray.
It validated me. So
let's pray exactly that. We want the Lord's will to be done. And we're not praying, oh, well, you're the winner, they're the loser kind of mentality. So we just want it to be right. We want it to be just.
Right.
We want it to be fair. Nothing more. And it's just, we're just asking for God's grace. And we have other people that we know in our audience that have spiritual struggles that are manifesting in courtrooms. So we're just going to ask the Lord for favor and for victory and let it be in his hands. And that's the way it needs to be, is in his hands. hands. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. I thank you for my sister, Joy. She's such a blessing. And her and Cordelia are just wonderful, wonderful people. And they're wonderful family members. And so we're very, very appreciative that you're covering them and protecting them and providing for them and doing just these miracles, these mini miracles, these gracelets, Lord, that you do are just so fascinating. They're wonderful. But Lord, we are really very, very thankful. And we just ask you for your grace and mercy to be involved in all the legal proceedings. We're not asking for, you know, to smash them up kind of mentality or anything like that, Lord. We're asking for that which is right, true, and fair as you see fit, Lord, not as anybody else does. It doesn't matter what anybody else sees. We want it to be as you see fit. We want your will, your declaration, your purposes fulfilled. And with everything and anything that takes place, that it the best we can all do in this process, in any process, is to live it and walk it in a way so as to honor you. And Lord, we're sorry if we step out. We're not trying to. But Lord, guide us, direct us. We know you love us. We know that you're with us in these things. And you bring us into victory. And it just puts praises on our lips. And we just thank you for it. And your kindness has been evident. We ask you to continue to manifest that kindness for Joanne and her situation. Show it clearly. Make it clear. Make it even simple, Lord. But let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And may the Lord provide for every single listener, for you and dear Noel. Have a wonderful weekend. I will keep you posted, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate
Thank
that.
You. All right. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we've only got about a minute left. I just want to make sure everybody knows. So we've just recently moved. So this will be our first weekend where we're still moving boxes. But I will tell you, we do have the house kind of put together. I met my neighbor, and he's like, how's it going? I was like, well, we have rooms. They are semi-assembled. So just keep us in prayer. I think we'll probably take a couple hours and just say, forget it. Let's watch a movie. That's where we're going. Don't forget to pray for Jacob, okay? He's got to deal with a car, and that's never. It can be fun if the Lord makes it, as long as they don't come after him like hounds, you know, kind of thing. And then make sure you take the time to pray for audience members, people that you hear, because they have been brought into your life by the grace of God. They are your neighbors, okay? All right. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Taking a 70 and one-half-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.